Whoa, Canada, Trudeau's blackface excused, Don Cherry fired for supporting veterans. By Warner Todd Houston on November 12, 2019. On Monday, Canadian hockey commentator Don Cherry was fired after some viewers became outraged because he told immigrants they should buy a poppy and support Canadian veterans on Remembrance Day. Yet, Liberal Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was celebrated and excused when more than one photo showed him wearing blackface on multiple occasions. The two incidents reveal a stark contrast to the hypocritical way liberals treat breaches of woke culture. On Monday, 85-year-old Canadian hockey commentator Don Cherry was fired by Sportsnet after making comments in support of Canada's armed forces that some deem anti-immigrant. Cherry made his comments on the Coach's Corner segment of Hockey Night in Canada on Sunday during a game between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Philadelphia Flyers. In comments supportive of the country's Remembrance Day celebration, Cherry spoke of the need to urge people to respect Canada's troops, especially on the day set aside for remembrance. "You people that come here, whatever it is, you love our way of life, you love our milk and honey. At least you could pay a couple of bucks for a poppy," Cherry said on Sunday night, adding, "These guys paid for your way of life, the life you enjoy in Canada. These guys paid the biggest price." Canadian TV officials said they were flooded with complaints from viewers and immigration activists who accused Cherry of being racist and anti-immigrant. And so, Cherry was fired for his comments, and fired on Remembrance Day, to boot. Cherry is standing by his comments despite being fired. "I know what I said, and I meant it. Everybody in Canada should wear a poppy to honor our fallen soldiers," Cherry told the Toronto Sun, adding, "To keep my job, I cannot be turned into a tamed robot. I don't regret a thing," Cherry continued. "If you notice, I never said immigrants, I never said anything. I said, you people, and they could have been Scottish. They could have been Irish, they could have been anything, but that's the way the world is today. They listen to those people." Cherry's firing is one of the biggest stories in Canada this week. But, note that he was fired for merely being supportive of Canada's military. On the other hand, Liberal Prime Minister Justin Trudeau not only got away with donning blackface over and over again, but he was celebrated, and won re-election as Prime Minister after an avalanche of revelations of his racist violations of the woke code. Despite having donned blackface on at least three occasions, Trudeau's Liberal Party was re-elected to power in Canada's legislature. Granted, it was a narrow election, and his party was demoted to forming a minority government, but he was still re-elected and was able to retain power. One would think that under the dictates of the woke culture, violations of which often destroy a person's life, Trudeau would have been torn to pieces by leftists outraged over his blatantly racist costume choices. But not only was Trudeau defended, even former U.S. President Barack Obama endorsed his re-election. This selective outrage is telling. Liberals were outraged and called for Cherry's firing because he was siding with Canada's traditional culture and her soldiers without directly attacking immigrants. Yet, Trudeau was wholly excused despite directly engaging in behavior considered racist. Why? Cherry was fired for breaking woke rules from the right, while Trudeau was forgiven because he is a dutiful liberal despite arguably worse behavior. Follow Warner Todd Houston on facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.